Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever use a term such as buckshot land?
No. Never heard of that? No.
You ever use the word loam or loom for land?
No.
Okay. Now I asked you yesterday about rivers, didn't I?
Yeah.
And about the name of rivers and creeks around here. What do you call a channel cut by erosion in a field?
Nicky.
Okay. You ever use another word that you might use also for something that's green? Yeah, but something that's been, the land's been worn away. It's hard to work that land. You know, there are a lot of people out in the field, there's a big deep, what might you call that? Kind of an impression, you know, of the land.
Yeah, well, that man went down in the clay, all around the four things he told. You can grow anything on that hill.
Uh-huh.
Way far it's up.
So where'd you say that other land went down in the...
It went down in the slags, in the low place.
The slags?
So,
you call the slags?
Yeah, well, we just call it slags, low places.
Is the slags and bottoms the same thing?
Bottoms.
Yeah, would slags and bottoms be the same thing?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, well, how does the slags... I don't understand that. So this to clear it up for me, I don't see.
Well, the slag is between two hills, something that it holds it back, and it's sitting there. And there's a slag down in there.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you saw all those, that down in that slag.
I see. How about a gullet?
A gullet, usually in poor land, and it's on a hill. And long as it goes, the deeper it gets.
I see.
I can't hide my head.
Is that right?
Yeah, but they don't have that anymore. They've got these bulldozers, and they fill it up with brush, and then the bulldozer land in on it.
Uh-huh.
And enriches the land and brings it back to life.
Uh-huh.
See, that stuff they cut it up in there, right? That enriches the land and brings it back to life a bit.
I see.
And then you go ahead and tend it.
What is the closest big river to Sweetwater?
Tennessee River, too.
Okay. And what's that river over towards the mountain?
Well, it's the Tennessee River over here, and I forget the name of this river down here. It's the Eboa.
I watched
it. Yeah, I looked it. I watched it.
How about different elevations of land now? A high elevation of land is a
and then on a mountain or a hill.
All right. Is there anything between a hill and a mountain as far as size?
Yeah. Yeah. A hill is just a raised place, and a mountain is way up down there.
Yeah. Would you have a name for something that isn't quite a hill, isn't quite a mountain, but is pretty big for a hill? Or you just use those two words?
I just use them two words.
Okay. How about something between two mountains? You know, you can travel between.
Yep. Let's see, what do you call that? I never thought about that. But of course, there's always some making a road there that come down and miss the mountain if they can.
Yeah.
And there's much construction on them. I don't know what that means.
Well, I wondered if you might use a word like path. Or cove, or gap?
Well, gap would be the best thing I'd be able to get.
Okay. And a part that extends out on a mountain, it kind of, you know, juts out. And you might,
plateau.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be a plateau. That's on top of a cliff.
Uh-huh.
So that's plateau they call it.
Okay. Ever call it a cliff?
No, a cliff is a rock cliff. It goes straight up.
Mm-hmm.
That's over here from Nashville.
Uh-huh.
We're about there.